Isaiah chapter 31. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help. They rely on horses, and they trust in chariots, for there are many, and in horsemen, for they are very numerous. But they do not look to the Holy One of Israel, and they do not seek the Lord. However, he is wise, and he will bring harm, and he will not revoke his words, and he will rise against the house of the evildoers, and against the accomplices of workers of iniquity. For the Egyptians are men, and not God, and their horses are flesh, and not spirit, and the Lord will stretch out his hand, and he who helps will stumble, and he who is helped will fall, and all of them will come to an end together. For this is what the Lord says to me: As when the lion or the young lion growls over his prey, when a large group of shepherds are called out against it, and it is not terrified by their voices, and it is not deterred by their sound, so the Lord of hosts will descend to fight for Mount Zion and for its hill. Like birds flying, so the Lord of hosts will defend Jerusalem. He will defend and deliver and act as in the Passover and rescue. Return to him from whom you have made a deep departure, you sons of Israel. For on that day a man will reject his silver idols and his golden idols, which your sinful hands have made for yourselves. And Assyria will fall by the sword, but not that of a man. And a sword, but not that of a human, will consume them. And they will take flight from the sword, and their young men will become tribute-bearing, and their rock of refuge will vanish for fear, and their officials will be terrified at the banner, says the Lord, who has a fire in Zion and a furnace in Jerusalem.